Welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Dennis Fithian, Matt the Hitman Mizler on the ones and twos. And as I said, the next guy up is one Robert Thornblade. The Blade Man, Bob Thornblade, played for the University of Michigan, and he also coached. You heard John Wangler said, arguably the greatest receiver coach in the history of Michigan football.
Yeah, when I had Carter, and then he graduated. And then I rapidly became, I deteriorated quickly. People were calling me up when I had Anthony asking me about the drills and how I coached. And then he graduated, nobody called me. They weren't interested in us. But a spectacular player.
I got to ask you this.
What's up, you guys?
You're an in-state kid. You're an in-state kid. You chose Michigan over Michigan State.
Yes,
tell me about
it. Duffy Doherty. Coach Doherty came and recruited me. But here's the thing about this game. If we're not the champions of our state, we can be the champions of nothing. We have two great rivalries, and we don't minimize this one. This is an important game. I don't care what happened last week. Doesn't matter. They have kids. They're going to play, and they're going to play hard. I'm not interested in the debate. I'm not interested in calling names. I'm interested in winning the game. We've got to play our very best. We can't make mistakes. We've got to build on last week's success. By the same token, and this was told to me by the great Merlin Olsen, after I rushed an extra point and hit him in the chin and gave him about six stitches, I went and apologized to him after the game. I said, Mr. Olsen, I apologize. You're one of the great players to ever play. He said, well, I'm not that good. Just so you know, no one's ever as good as they say they are or as bad. We should not minimize how Michigan State will play tomorrow. Now, we came out last week, and I thought we played with great enthusiasm. I thought that was a hallmark of the game. We can talk about Joe and how well he played and all the other stuff. I thought the kids came to play, and they were well prepared. By the same token, the most important thing that a program has, the most important aspect of any program right now is how they handle the COVID crisis, how they handle the protocols. Now, we've done a great job. Minnesota was wiped out. Heck, they didn't have a kicker. You know, that was to our great advantage. Haskins made a wonderful play, but I think he ran that fake punt because he had no confidence that he could punt the ball. And so anyway, now Trevor Lawrence is out. How the heck most of the team is now down there at Clemson, I don't know. He's the quarterback. He interacts with Dabo and everybody. Our great friend, the great Desmond Howard is sick. And we send our best to him. I love that guy. What a great Michigan man. I'm so proud of what he does on TV. He represents us so well. And we hope he gets better. And Paul Chryst, look what's happened to Wisconsin. So that's the most important thing that we do. And to our, it's a great advantage to us that I think that our president is an epidemiologist by trade. And so we've done a great job with that. By the same token, we don't even know who's going to play tomorrow. They test the kids today, and then I think they're going to test them tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So that's really it's crazy that we're talking about this. I digress for a minute. I do want to encourage everybody, Jada, everybody. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your dad, my mom, many of our relatives, a lot of great people. They crawled in the mud and served our country, so people had the right to vote. So I want to encourage everybody to vote for the candidate of their choice. It's an important thing. So I want everybody to get out there. I'm going to ask everybody not to carry guns to the damn voting, to the where we vote.
To the polls, right? Mm-hmm.
So we're going through this crazy time, and COVID is affecting everything, all our lives. And it's really affecting football. And, I pray that none of the kids are going to get impacted by this. So that's an important thing. And Jimmy and the staff down there and our trainers and the doctors, they've done a great job so far. And we'll see what happens. Now, let's talk about the Big Ten race for a second.
Mm-hmm.
We did great. We started off. It was a critical game to win. Tomorrow's just as critical. We're playing eight games. You cannot afford to stub your toe. We can't afford. They're our huge rival. But we have goals and ambitions. With one loss, they're in a very tough position. They're looking up. Penn State could easily be eliminated tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Easily with two losses. So this Michigan State game, a huge rivalry, one that we never want to lose. We recruit against each other. We live in the same state. Families are divided. I'm fortunate not to have any of those guys in my family. Would not be allowed. But I have a few friends that went to school there, I must admit. But that's what makes it a great rivalry. So when that ball's kicked off, we want to hit them and hit them hard. I talked about the importance of tackling last week. I just saw Urban Meyer talk about how important he thinks open field, that open field tackling right now is more important than it's ever been in the history of football because of the spread offense and the way kids get the ball in space and how great these athletes are. So I talked about the importance of tackling last week, and I think it's critical. We're going to have to tackle and tackle hard. We're going to have to wrap them up. Lombardi is, he was successful passing the ball last week. I don't care what you say. He did a good job throwing the ball. Now, he had a couple interceptions. That's never good. But Lombardi was, I don't know if you're aware of this, he was one of the great high school wrestlers in the world, recruited by everybody. Could have gone anywhere. And those guys that are wrestlers, you know, that go out of that matter alone, they're determined guys. They're tough guys. So Lombardi's going to come to play, and he's going to gather up all those kids around him that are being maligned now and had that difficult game last week, and they will show up in Ann Arbor, and they're going to play. They're going to come to win, and we better come to win. Now, that said, I don't think they're as well as talented as we are. I don't think they're as well endowed physically or, skill players, but that doesn't matter. You know, we've seen this game go the other way. My Spartan friends carry around that block punt on their phone. They show it to me every time. That's how they look. They look at that thing every day when they block the punt and beat us, which I refuse to recognize that as a play in that game because I count that as a win. But it's an important game. I know John talked about, I'm sure he talked a little bit about Milton. I like Milton. I like him a lot. I think Milton's special. Mm-hmm. I had a friend of mine tell me he plays like an Ohio State quarterback. I said, no, he plays like a Michigan quarterback. Plays like Brady, some of the great Penny, all those great players we've had. Denny Franklin, when he played with me. I like that he has the ability to beat you with his feet. By the same time, he's getting us in the right play, Jamie. And we've talked a lot, Dennis, about what happens prior to the game, prior to the snap. The most important thing, that 50% of what the quarterback does, he does prior to the snap. He's got to get us in the right play. And Milton did a wonderful job on that, I think. And no turnovers. I mean, it was a spectacular debut by that kid, and I can't tell you how excited I am about the kind of ability he is and how he's going to progress as he gets more experience. The backs were good. Our backs were good. They run hard. I want to see Evans. I got great, you know, I'm rooting for Evans hard after, you know, Evans made a mistake, you know, and he owned up to it, and now he's back, and I want to see him get in there. But we got that young back that caught that screen pass at the beginning, and he can run, man. We got speed for him. Our offensive line was really good. And I said something about our line coach. I think he's one of the best in the country.
Did you expect that offensive line to do what they did last?
No, I did not, James. I didn't think that we would be. We ran the ball. And let's start to talk about that. It's sort of the matrix I like to look at as we evaluate the game. 8.6 yard average per rush. You like that, don't you, James?
I do. Love it.
Yeah, that's Jamie Moore's statistic. Now, that's a hell of a rush. And I think we rushed for all over 250 yards. They rushed for 50 yards. 50 yards is going to get it. Not in big-time football. You got to rush the ball. You got to rush for more than 50 yards, or you're not going to control the ball and win. Although they ran a lot of plays. Michigan State ran a lot of plays, but 50 yards. And then I think they had 3.9 average play. So
1.3 rush. That's not going to get it done.
No, that's not good enough. And now I'm going to tell you, they're balanced. When you look at what they do, they rush the ball 52% of the times, and they pass it 48%, interestingly enough. And we were 55. We rushed the ball 55% of the time, and we passed it 45%. Now, these statistics become more meaningful as we go along in the season, but balance is important. And historically, teams are throwing the ball more than they're running it. But these two teams are obviously dedicated to running the ball. And if we run the ball like that, again, we're going to be hard to beat. And that was a great job. Passing attempts our yards per passing attempts, 9 yards. That's not bad. They're only 5.7. So although they generated a lot of yards and they scored some points, I don't think they were ever ahead in the game. I think Michigan State was behind Rutgers in the entire game.
Does it alarm you that Minnesota was able to run the ball on Michigan?
Yes. Yes. I don't like the big plays. you coach against big plays. Big plays will hurt you. You change field position. Of course, they change momentum. So, that guy's a good back. And that quarterback's a veteran quarterback, and we talked about getting him in the right play. And so mm-hmm. the quarterback's going to come up there, and he's going to evaluate. It's a numerical thing, where he sees where you have a numerical advantage blocking. That's usually what they're going to call. Or it's a run-pass option. It's about numbers and reading, finding out where the safety is and the middle linebacker and all that stuff. They get a pre-snap alignment, then they make a determination. So we got to, now Minnesota is not, they were wiped out by COVID, but that's a proud team. They got a good offense. They're a proven team. They were 11-2 last year. So I do not want teams to run the ball effectively against us. I don't like it. I don't like it because we don't get the ball back. We didn't run very many plays last week, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. It was a prolific offense. We ran 56 plays. Michigan State ran 75 in a losing effort. Now, they scored 28 points. So, that's good. So, now, points allowed, we allowed 24. That blocked punts, one of them. Some idiot came on last week. Some guy who's not very – that who doesn't have insight into the game and said one of the strengths of our team's our kicking game. I always talk about net punt. Our net punt last week, we punted one time, got a block, minus 17. That's not good. So,
what would you do with the field goal kickers? Was it any snap, hold, kick? Did they hit it good?
As I saw it, Dennis, one of them was a bad hold. And then two of them went exactly the same place. So it's where he hits the ball. One of the things that we talk about is we do have a new special teams coach. Mm-hmm. Partridge was the old special team coach. So,
right.
And it wasn't.
See, Harbaugh's now the head is the assist. A special teams coach now.
That's dangerous. A couple years ago, when I talked to John Hicks when Urban got beat by Penn State, and I said to John, I said, I'd hate to be that special teams coach. He goes, nothing's going to happen to the special teams coach. I said, why not? He goes, Urban's coaches the special teams. So the special, special teams coach at Michigan is inoculated from being abused by the head coach.
Exactly.
But we got to be better on special teams. It's an important aspect of the game. I think Giles Jackson could potentially be, is a game breaker. We talked about his ability. He didn't really get much of a chance. We cannot let the punt be blocked. That is the most important play in football. That let them go ahead of us. We can't do that. And he came right up the middle. It was obviously a mistake. We call them MAs, missed assignment.
Right.
You've got to guard against that. Now, the other thing that was perfect we did is we didn't turn the ball over. That is a spectacular That's a spectacular statistic. And they turned it over seven times. You're not going to win seven times. You turn it over, I don't care who you are. You're not going to win, Not the Kansas City Chiefs, not anybody. You turn it over seven times, you're not going to get it done. So, now we dropped one interception. I think we got one interception, Mm-hmm. One of those kids, we got to make a better play on the ball. But turnover is going to be a big. It's always a big part of a rivalry game and always plays a big part in momentum. So we've got to be good at that. We talked about our frustration with our kicking game. I assume Jimmy's going to get that right. I'm not sure what's happened to Quinn or Nordine. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
He's injured, apparently.
He's got a soft tissue injury.
That's 21 days. Mike Gilson tells me soft tissue is 21 days. If you can believe Gilson, one of my best friends. I don't believe everything he says. But we got to get the kicking straight. Field goals, they were 2-for-2. Now, so their kicking game was good last week. Their kid punted for 50 yards, 50.5 yards average. Net punt, remember, you got to have 38-yard net punt. That means you take your punt and then less the return, 38-yard net punt. If you can do that and you can average that, that does a lot about field position. That's a lot about winning football. You got to do that. On third down efficiency, we were good. I thought, our offense was good. That offense, everybody smiled. I smiled the entire game, and I couldn't wait for us to get the ball back. First of all, I got this feeling about Joe Milton. He's a little bit like Anthony and Jamie Morris. You know when they get the ball in their hands, you always feel like there's potential for something really exciting or great to happen. I got that feeling about Joe. I don't know. Maybe I'm too high on him. I don't want to jinx him. But I'm very enthusiastic about him. And then our backs are good. They run hard and they're quick. We were great, you know, on third down efficiency. You know, we were 50%. They were 44 or 41%, I think. And the other statistic I look to look at is, of course, third down defense. We stopped them. They only were successful 33% of the time against us. Rutgers was successful 40% of the time against the Spartans. So those statistics become more meaningful when we get more data. But it's important to look at that. So if you can stop them on a regular basis on third down, you're going to get the ball back. You got a chance to win.
What'd you think? What about those corners, the young corners like Daxton Hill? They had a plan to shadow the Rashad Bateman, and that seemed like it really did work. I mean, I felt very confident by watching that. But then he was out most of the second half. What did you think of some of those young corners, especially Jaimon Green, who I don't know if he held his own, but he was hanging in there a little bit with Bateman.
Well, obviously, you know, we went in there with a plan to shut him down. And now they got a great receiver. This Reed, Jaden Reed.
The slot guy. Yeah.
He's a handful. Same token, I like our receivers. Perry had a great game, and they blocked. They, you know, and there was an article in the paper about their blocking ability. So we're gonna, they're gonna position the defense in order to, you know, what you always want to do when you play football is you want to take away what they do well, and make them do something they don't well. And if they can do that, that's how they'll have to beat you, doing something that they don't do well on a regular basis. In the same token, we want to do what we do well, and we want to get the ball on offense, the ball in the hands of our playmakers. And you talked about our defensive backs. I'm really pleased with – we had a lot of big plays, too. Charbonnet had a big run, you know, and Barrett is an exciting player, isn't he? And we talked about him filling – that was, you know, Hudson – Khalik Hudson was a wonderful player for us, and you know, he filled those shoes. And then I can't say enough about Haskins. I've always liked him. And then that play he made on that punt, you know, that punt would have been,
that was a great play.
Been successful.
Yeah.
That was a big play in the game. So I think the kids came to play, and I'm very pleased about that. I think they were really well prepared. They played as a team. You know, you get a feeling that they like each other. We talked about that sort of nebulous thing that happens. It's you can't really put your finger on it. You call it the it factor. Some people have it, you know. Some great players have it, you know. It's just this ability and desire to win and to play together and to play as a coordinated effort and to care about each other and then to play for Michigan, to play for the greatest public institution in the world. It's a great honor and a privilege to wear that. The greatest headgear and wear that great uniform. And that's what we got to do. We got to play with emotion and with enthusiasm. We got to play mistake free. Cannot turn the ball over. No penalties, no missed assignments. We got to play together. And no matter what happens during the course of this game, and we should not think this is going to be some blowout. It's not going to be. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be tough. And we got to come out there immediately and demonstrate to them that we're going to beat them. We got to hit them hard. We got to sustain the blocks. We got to tackle. We got to tackle and wrap up. The game has changed, and now these great players, when they get on the open, they can. We can't allow them to have big plays. I'm excited about this team. I feel good about the team speed, about the way they play together, who they are, but we'll see. Because tomorrow is a big test. When you play Michigan State, it is in red letters, isn't it, Jamie?
It is. It is.
Yeah, make no mistake about it. And don't make a mistake of wearing anything green. Because Coach Gilson will tear it off you.
Exactly.
Wear anything green. So that's where we are. We have a lot to accomplish. We've got goals. We've got 8 games to do it. We've got to get to Indianapolis. And this is a huge hurdle.
Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, Bob, I was going to ask you a question about Bo. I have a friend of mine who's a state guy. And he goes back far enough where he said that he thought it was really important. Like Bo lost to Michigan State that first year. And he said that Bo made sure after that he was not going to take that game for granted. And he thought that that was a huge key in his career, that he lost right off the bat. And he said, that is not going to happen. And he emphasized it and everything else after that. Do you think that's true?
That's true. I know it's true. So what happened is Coach Doherty, I was at that game. I was being recruited, and I was in the stands at East Lansing. And he was running the wishbone. He changed his offense. And they played a great game against us. And, you know, Bo was the team was just still coming together. We had Deardorff, and we had all these great players. And Mandich and all these great guys. But we went up to Lansing, and they beat us. And when Bo was coming off the field, they told Bo, somebody came up to him, ran up to him, said, "Hey, you might have a chance to beat us at Ann Arbor, but you will never, ever beat us in East Lansing. You will never beat Michigan State in East Lansing." And that was a mistake because that resonated with him. In the world, you don't lose to Michigan State in anything. You don't lose to them in recruiting. Nope. You don't lose to them in anything. Nothing. And when he became athletic director, he impressed that on every sport. I don't care what it was. In gymnastics, anything, every time we encounter them, we are to beat them. And to beat them, we have to give our very best.
Yes.
Because they want to beat us just as badly as we want to beat them. Those kids are great kids up there. They're competitive. But they wear the wrong color, in my opinion. So I was born into this color. And I shall never change. But Bo, that game was important. And it was never minimized. You know, they tried to say that Ohio State's the important game. I don't ever think that game wasn't important to us. And you know, as we went through the progression, as we developed as a team and we got game momentum, we had these red letter games.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always a big red letter game. We were not to lose to them, and we were going to give our best effort. And we would study film and do everything we could to prepare and be our very best. And I'm confident that Coach Harbaugh's got this team ready. Looking forward to the game. It's going to be exciting.
Thanks for coming on, Blake. We really appreciate it. I mean, you got me fired up. I'm ready to run line up.
Yes, Ypsilanti and Plymouth and Ann Arbor and all my friends. And even those guys in East Lansing that I know. I'm even going to say hi to them today, not tomorrow. Okay. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to be around them. Maybe afterwards if things go well. All right, man.
Thanks. That's Bob Thornblade, former coach, former player, former all-around good guy. He knows a lot. He knows Bo well. We're going to go to a break. We come back. We get nothing but the whole truth. Isaiah Hole coming on. He's listening to the M Zone.